Gene, welcome to Kilmeade and Friends.
Thank you very much.
Well, Gene, first off, would President Eisenhower recognize some of the challenges President Obama has?
Oh, well, in many respects, the challenges that Eisenhower faced were much more serious than those that President Obama faces.
You got, I guess, the Cold War, Khrushchev.
Yes, the Cold War, the Soviets, the nuclear standoff, the danger of nuclear war, for example. And don't forget, when Eisenhower took office, we were in a very hot war in Korea.
And he promised to get us out of there, and he did immediately.
Yes, he did. He went to Korea between the election and his inauguration. He flew along the battle line. He saw the war was unwinnable. And he made peace along the 38th parallel.
And as he's president of the United States, he also pushed the Republican Party in a certain direction. In what way is that?
Well, that's right. Eisenhower really represented the liberal wing of the Republican Party, which was quite strong at that time. Senator Taft, who was his principal opponent for the Republican nomination in 52, had been running for a long time. And Eisenhower defeated Taft in a very tight convention fight. I don't think we really have seen a convention fight that tough in recent years. Eisenhower did not win on the first roll call, and it wasn't until Minnesota switched from Stassen, their favorite son, to Eisenhower, that Eisenhower went over the top.
But yet, Gene, if I remember correctly, I don't think it was clear if Eisenhower was going to run as a Republican or Democrat for a while.
Well, I think Eisenhower was always clear, but I think you're quite right. He concealed his hand. President Truman twice offered him the Democratic nomination. Once in 45, he offered to step back if Ike wanted the Democratic nomination in 48, and again leading up to the 52 nomination. And Eisenhower both times said no. I believe that Eisenhower had no disagreement with Truman on foreign policy, but on domestic policy, he did differ.
Right, and they never got along until the end, correct? I read that until JFK...
That's not really true. They were really quite close until an episode in the 52 presidential election caused them to fall out. I mean, Truman, as I said, recommended was prepared to step down twice for Eisenhower if Ike wanted the nomination. Truman was from Missouri, Ike from Kansas. They had a common background. They sort of spoke the same language, and really they were quite close until an event in the 52 general election caused Eisenhower to really be annoyed at the president. And as you know, Eisenhower did not get out of the limousine on Inauguration Day to go in to see the outgoing president, which is customary.
Right. We're talking with Gene Edward Smith about his book, Eisenhower in War and Peace. Let's talk about Eisenhower in war. Before he rose up the ranks, what do you think people saw in Eisenhower that had him tapped by FDR to run this thing?
Well, I think they saw someone who was terribly intelligent and someone who worked very hard and who had sound political judgment. Eisenhower did not really have a command position in the pre-war army. He briefly commanded a battalion of the 15th Infantry out at Fort Lewis, but that was for less than a year. But he was the principal staff officer to very senior commanders. He was with MacArthur for 8 years, when MacArthur was chief of staff, and then with MacArthur in the Philippines. Before that, he had been with Pershing on the War Monuments Commission. He was with Fox Connor. Eisenhower's ability as a chief of staff was recognized early on, and I think that also his total dedication to his job. Eisenhower worked 7 days a week throughout his military career, and that was unusual in the pre-war army.